Warm welcome to our Sonntag-Podcast Teetiet. My name is Susanne.
And I'm Ute.
And today we have something really special for you because we have somebody from the other side of the world. We have somebody from Australia. And this is Ruthie Adams. Warm welcome, Ruthie.
Nice Thank to meet you.
And on the other side in the video, I see a woman which has Zonta behind herself in the shelf, and you are dressed in orange. And so we see that you're really on fire for Zonta. That's really great. And we are happy to talk to you, Ruthie. Maybe you introduce yourself first.
Lovely. Thank you so much for your invitation. It's a real honor to be on the TT podcast. I've been involved with Zonta for 6 years. I've wanted to be involved with Zonta for a very long time, but the past 6 years have been a very powerful time for me. And my approach has been, my passion is for gender equality, and that's what's drawn me to Zonta. And also the other key campaign, Zonta says no to any violence against women and girls. I was raised in a family of all males who were revered and well-educated, and I wasn't. And I found myself on my own with my two young children, and education was such an important thing for me. So I totally understand STEM, wish it had been around for me, which makes me very passionate about educating girls. The one thing that my daughter thought was very funny that was that I needed to go to university before her. She was very bright, in the top 10% at school, so the pressure was on me to educate myself well enough to get to university before her. I made it with 1 year's grace, which she finds funny, but to me it was almost as if I'd climbed Mount Everest. I'm very proud of her, how she has continued that strong woman. She's not pushed against her education. She has two daughters and they're very well educated too, and nobody will ever bully them. I'm very proud of that. I have four beautiful granddaughters, and that's something that I've wanted to pass on to them, is that we must continue the fight for gender equality. And as we know, the key driver for violence is gender inequality. So I'm very honoured that I've been offered this position, public relations and marketing, which is greater visibility for Zonta International. When I say that, it always makes me feel a little bit nervous. But I've been involved as a strategist with public relations and marketing and advertising for the past 35 years. So it's a great challenge, and it's certainly very humbling. The big thing that I ask as I go around the different districts and talking to the different district representatives is about, are you talking to strangers about Zonta? And I think that's the big thing. If we had 27,000 Zontians talking to strangers even once a week, that will make a huge difference. And what I mean by that is external communication, you know, talking to people beyond our own sphere, talking to key influencers, politicians. So social media and development of videos is the big push at the moment with my team. So we are encouraging people to tag key influencers into their photos and have photographs that really depict the work of Zonta. Two of the key things that we say is, please don't photograph yourselves drinking alcohol. Please don't photograph yourselves waiting for food or eating. All it does is promote alcohol and food. It doesn't promote Zonta Project. So if we turned that around and looked at, well, what are we doing that will make a difference? You know, there's two things immediately that we can bring to our consciousness and...
Okay. Maybe you tell us, Ruthie, I think we didn't introduce it in the beginning. You are in the Zonta International Board, and you are responsible for marketing. How did you get into that position, and how did you get contact with Ute Scholz, for instance?
It's an international committee chair role. I actually approached Ute in about October last year. I developed a style guide for the District 22. I was the District 22 PR and marketing chair, and talked to her about the possibility of rolling that out globally with the work that we had done. And that put me in touch with her, and she put me in touch with other key people. So that was very exciting and invigorating. And talking to her about the Resolution 2 and the possibilities of, you know, gaining greater visibility of the work of Zonta. So it's looking externally, not internally, if you're looking at it from communication perspective. And that's where we've decided to put a big push. So the two campaigns, Zonta Says No and Rose Day or International Women's Day in March, Zonta Says Yes campaigns, are the two that we're focusing on, helping districts and even down to clubs to improve what it is that they're doing. It's not saying that people are consciously doing the wrong thing at all. It's just helping upskill people with social media. And as we know, it changes all the time. So all of us need to learn. I have an amazing team. I have a young fellow who is in Taipei. I have another wonderful young lady who's in Africa, another wonderful lady, Josephine, who's in America but spent 30 years in Rome, and another amazing lady, Ursula, in Germany. And so we've got not only the different time zones connected, but also the different cultures. And
I got the impression that in the Zonta Says No time, or last Friday, 25th of November, there were really quite a lot of posts, and a lot of people showed that they belong to Zonta and that they stand against violence against women. Did you also get this impression that it's more than in other years?
Yes, I did, and I've really been very encouraged, and as I said before, humbled, because people want to know how they can do more, or they want more toys or tools to do that. In Australia, we have the tiny little, the mini orange women that you would have seen. We also have the large cutout women. And in Europe, we see a lot of the umbrellas and the high-vis jackets, and we're all trying to light up more and more buildings and talk to more politicians and get them on side more vocally, I think. Yes, I was really encouraged that people, clubs, are doing all sorts of different things. New Zealand Centre has a Share Your Story that they've put out at the moment about Zonta Says No Breakfasts. And there's a lot stronger emphasis on that the gender inequality really does drive violence, gender-based violence, and understanding it more and influencing a better outcome is what we're trying to do. I've been really encouraged over the past, well, since the 25th, it's only 3 days, it feels longer than that, but yeah, there's a lot more.
And how can you, or how can we qualify clubs to do more in social media and show their attitude and their work? Is there something like a toolbox or anything you could give as a help to clubs all over the world?
We are giving some simple tips that people are very grateful for, just like things like 2 to 3 sentences above a photograph or a 40-second video. And I encourage people to put the word 2 to 3 sentences, the word Zonta, and put the Zonta in capitals on all our campaigns, and that's entrepreneurs in capitals. And even if it means that people will say to you, you shouldn't yell over the net, we say we should yell over the net. Women's rights are so important. Gender inequality is so important. Violence to women is so important. We should yell over the net. So there's some key things, some tips and tricks, especially 40-second videos. You know, the contemporary world, the young ones are doing them really well. We need to be able to do that. And in the background, use our banners, put our banners and wear our orange and be seen so that the message is clear. But also when you are, you know, make a video of you with your project. And 40 seconds is about six sentences. So by the time you say, hi, I'm Ruthie, and by the end you say, to build a better world for women and girls, you've got four sentences. And I'm finding that even that piece of information is really helping people how to deliver their message more strongly and concisely.
I think the Zanta Club of Hong Kong had a lot of these short video clips. I've seen a lot of them in the last days. They were very productive.
And you know, when you make a, you would know, when you make a video yourself, I mean, I'm behind the camera always telling people it's fine, do this, do that. You do it yourself. I had to do four takes. I didn't like what I was wearing in one of them. And it is, somebody said to me they took over 50 takes. And I said, well, that's great. On the 51st, you would have got it right. Next time, it'll only take you 40. And the thing is, it won't. It'll only take two or three. It's just the nervousness. So if you turn your nervousness into adrenaline and realize what it is and use that as energy, then you're going to, you know, get a better result. We are so critical as women of what we look like, and yet people want to hear what we're saying.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I think I would take 10 takes as well.
And what about, you say that there are younger people in your team and they are more familiar with this sort of task, doing some video or putting it in social media. How can we encourage older club members to do it? Have you got any tips for that, Ruthie?
The pressure? No, my younger ones haven't produced the video yet.
So it's sort of a teamwork we have to do and work over the generations to help with that.
Yeah, it's encouragement, and it's just practice. You know, practice talking into your phone, practice talking into your iPad so you've got the camera on. And then practice making a video.
Practice makes perfect.
And the thing is, too, I really believe that if we always do what we've always done, we'll always get what we always got. Oh. And in 103 years, we need to do things differently, you know. We need to look at what we're doing and say, What can we do better as a club? What can I do better? What's my contribution?
Yeah, you told us that you are a change agent, and I really loved the sentence you wrote us. I really believe in being the change you want to see in the world. And as far as I feel this, you really live this sentence. That's encouraging.
Yes, I think it's about, you know, I've buried a lot of people. I've buried three siblings, my two best friends, and my parents. And, you know, there's two things about that. One sort of thinking is that, oh, people that have had a lot of losses. I'm the opposite. I think people that have had a lot of losses have a lot more reason to live. And you know that there's a lot going on. I want to be part of that, not sit back and be an observer. Don't be a passenger in life. I think that's one of Amelia Earhart's sayings, wasn't it? Don't be a passenger in life. And, you know, we've got choices. And especially as women, you know, we're calling out behavior. I talk to men about gender equality. They've got daughters, they've got sisters, and they understand that. It's an easier way of talking to them about violence. And I ask them once we get, you know, talking, do they call out their friends when they're out in company, when a man is, you know, belittling a woman or talking negatively? Are they calling them out? And I think that's really where we can be at that cutting edge. You're not targeting anyone, you're talking to them and asking them, are you doing that? Because we all need to do it. We all need to be that change that we want to see. And, you know, currently, this time of the year, we always look at our country and see, well, what change have we made, but particularly of violence. And in Australia, we've got the same numbers. Sometimes they go up. So, you know, we need to do things differently to stop it. We've had a lot of copycat dreadful murders and different age groups now. You can't say it's the baby boomer. You can't say that it's a particular industry. So we all need to be involved. And how are we doing that within our communities, you know, beyond our Zonta friends?
Yeah, that's really encouraging, Ruthie. Thank you very, very much. I think we are going to see a lot from your team, and I hope you are successful encouraging all the clubs and motivating the clubs to do things different and to work for this bigger aim to build a better world for girls and women. Thank you very much, Ruthie.
Thank you both so much. Thank you for having me. We will, together, we will build a better world for women and girls.
I'm sure we will. And it was really very nice you took your time, because we're here in Germany, you're in Australia, and I think we have 10 hours difference. I don't know. You're going to bed and we're going to work.
Yes. Okay, we hope to see you in Australia, in Brisbane.
Yeah.
Maybe we meet there. That would be wonderful. And have a good week, Ruthie.
Thank you so much. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Ruthie. Thank you.